7 after the hour on the Good Day Health Program. Good day to you. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, here to answer your questions. That's his reason for being on these weekend get-togethers. You can find us at 888-553-7536. You can find us all over the country on a lot of great radio stations, on the internet. You can find us. You can follow us if you want to go to Instagram and have a commentary there. Go ahead. Send us a picture. Actually, you know what would be kind of cool, Ken, is to talk about mothers. We have a thing going on for Mother's Day, asking people to send pictures of their mother and a note about what makes her so special, emailing the picture to gooddaypics, P-I-C-S, gooddaypics, at gmail.com, and in turn we're going to post them in an Honoring Mothers in 2016 Facebook album on the Good Day Facebook page. What do you remember? Well, your mother just recently passed away. It's Mother's Day weekend. Thinking about her and her health, she was a nurse, as I recall. Spent her time, your family is a medical family through and through, because your brother's a doctor, you're a doctor. Your mother said, my son's the doctor's.
She did.
I'm sure she did. So what about motherhood and mothering presents special medical challenges? As women get older, are there things that happen that you've observed? For example, as a cardiologist, when you see older women, do you find there's a difference in the sort of problems they might be having, whether they had children or didn't have children, whether they were a mother or not physically, I'm talking about?
Well, a lot of it is whether they spend the final years of their life alone. Mm-hmm. Often it's the kids who are involved in the care of the mother. I don't know what my mother would have done had she not had her kids around. Mm-hmm. She would have been very, very alone. And, you know, I think that is a big difference to a woman at the end of life who is going to be making the decisions. Everybody needs to identify a medical decision maker for them and do this legally and fill out the documents. And you need to identify the person who's going to make those decisions when you're unable. Because all of us, we can be in denial about this, but all of us at one point in our life are not going to be able to make decisions for ourselves medically. And we need to have somebody who we trust to make those decisions. And medical power of attorney, or the medical surrogate. And that person is so often one of our kids. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big difference. And if you don't have a child, well, you know, then you need to identify somebody who will be that person.
So how did you handle it with your mom? She knew the two of you were, you and your brother were more or less in charge, but it seemed like your mother didn't really, she was pretty much in charge of everything life until close to the end.
Well, my mother was very open about how she wanted to die, remarkably open, and talked to me about it for decades. In fact, She and I worked with my grandmother, my mother's mother, and I sat on my grandmother's bed in the hospital as my mother talked to my grandmother about how she, my grandmother, wanted to leave planet Earth. So I watched my mother interact with my grandmother. When my grandmother was 89, about to die from breast cancer at 89, I watched my mother interact with my grandmother and decide how that final week was going to be. And my mother talked to me a lot about that at that time. So I knew my whole life how my mother wanted her last year of life.
All right. So when you, you're...
Which is remarkable, because many parents don't want to feel very uncomfortable talking to their children about end of life. And if there's anything from my life experience why I'm so open about this is because maybe some of the parents listening can feel a little bit more comfortable talking to their kids, or if they don't have children, who they've identified as their medical power of attorney to make those decisions. You need to make it clear. If you want it performed the way you want, you need to be so open and clear, even write it down, how you want to be managed in that last year of life.
Have you done that for you?
Have I done it for me? Well, I've talked to my daughter about how, yeah, I've talked to my daughter about how I want
to. How does she react? Your daughter's in college.
Almost 20.
Yeah,
how does she react to it?
Yeah.
Well, she watched my mother in the final year, and she understands, you know, she certainly doesn't want to have to use my instructions, but she understands, having lived and watched my mother in her final year, why we do this. And that's how I've tried to tie this together.
Mm-hmm. So does your when you talk to people and they come into the office, does your sort of own sense of propriety, maybe your religious belief, your experience with all these people that have come into your office, I'm betting that there isn't a week that goes by that you don't lose somebody that's been a patient.
End of life discussions are not a new item on my medical agenda. Mm-hmm. And although Medicare this year for the first time is reimbursing doctors for talking to patients about end of life. You know, I've been talking to patients about end of life for the full duration of time that I've ever been in medicine. And what is remarkable to me, and everyone should understand this, is that no two stories are the same, and people differ so much in how they want the last year of their life to be done medically.
How
and
so?
There's a huge variation. Some people want every possible thing done to the last possible moment.
Yeah, to help them survive, you mean, yeah.
Okay. Every single, you know, they care about quantity over quality, if I could simplify it.
Yeah.
And there are other people who are at the other end of the spectrum. They care about quality far above quantity. They don't care about quantity. They care about quality. And they will want decisions made purely on the quality of life. And I think that probably simplifies the biggest differences. And I did not read this in a textbook. I learned this on the job, talking to people for decades about end of life.
Mm-hmm. So the reason that I'm trying to stimulate conversation about this is because I think it's something that is fair and just and practical to talk about. So there are stories I'm sure many of you may have. You want to share them or not? 888-553-7536. Are you prepared to die?
And I'll
exactly
share with
uplifted,
you. I'll share. This is my first Mother's Day without a mother.
Yeah, right. So what is it that needs to be done? What are you thinking about practically? Do you believe in the continuation of life? That's sort of the, there's not a medical side to that, but there certainly is a spiritual side to it. And does that affect how you think of your own care and well-being? People that go to see people like Dr. Ken do want to have the best. You want to get the best out of life that you can for as long as you can.
And if you want to share with me your stories about how you spent your first Mother's Day without your mother and how you, what you did about that, I'd love to hear it.
888-553-7536. Here's a way for you to stay on planet Earth, as Ken says, longer and better, healthier. You need nitric oxide in order for your all of your arteries to be opened up and have the blood get to the places in your body that it needs to go, like your heart. There's an all-natural formula that boosts those nitric oxide levels, and Ken is going to explain from A to Z why you should be thinking about using Super Beats every single day.
Exactly, Doug. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body being healthy to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because I finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body's many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. But as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitric-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in your body. Superbeets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeets is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Superbeets works brilliantly for tens of thousands. Matter of fact, the last time I saw a number, Ken, on this, there was like 23 million people who were on either Superbeets or Neo 40, which is the encapsulated form of Superbeets that you can use, as Ken has suggested, for getting up in the morning and avoiding caffeine drinks. This is the way for you to give yourself a shot, wake yourself up, and get going in a productive way. Superbeets, brilliantly used by men and women all around our country who have been worried about their blood pressure. If you're looking for a boost in how your body functions, then you ought to call this number right now for Superbeets, 800-655-4183. It's very convincing to listen to Ken talk about this because he's right. He's figured it out. Now you use the benefits of what he's figured out. Superbeets, 800-655-4183. The more you think about this, the more sense it makes. So let's not have any more nonsense. Let's have some good sense put to work. It's a practical feeling. Get the blood pressure where you want it to be and have that great feeling of strength in your muscles, in your brain, in all of the organs in your body. Three whole beets and one teaspoon of Super Beets. 800-655-4183. That's 6-555-4183 and 800 in front.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, awaiting your call, 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, don't wait to call because I want to let you make sure that you get in, toll free from anywhere in America, and there's no paperwork, no bill, what could be better? I'll share with you over 30 years on the front lines of medicine. Write this number down because it is toll-free. You don't have to go to operator, number, please. Mabel doesn't have to pull any wires out and put them in any holes. There's no party line, just you and me. Toll-free, 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, an intern and resident at Duke University. I trained in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco. And then in 1988, I started practicing in a town called Mount Dora, about 25 miles northwest of Orlando. I've been there ever since, seeing patients every day on the front lines. Almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. If you have a question about yourself, the kids, the spouse, friends, parents, grandparents, 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, for Mother's Day. If you want to ask about mom, I'd be glad to help. I promise you, I won't embarrass you. I'll give you answers, evidence-based, always evidence-based, and easy-to-understand language. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. And one of my, I see patients from all ages, adults, 18 to up to 100. And one of my patients, what a darling lady, from Roxborough, Massachusetts, Doug. That's probably in your backyard.
Roxbury or Foxborough?
Roxbury. She's born there and then has lived in Mount Dora for 30 years, was talking. I saw her yesterday. I've known her many decades, and she was actually very concerned about her family in Maryland. But, you know, the news coming out of there this past week, and she was telling me about her life working as an operator in the 1950s, and it's amazing how technology has changed.
It sure is. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Technology still allows you to call us, though, at 888-553-7536. Listen to Dr. Ken, who's passionate about medicine every weekend at this time. He also does a lot of research into what is being explained in the medical journals. So we try to go through a number of those stories. If you can't get through on the phone, you can email us. It's easy. It's doug@dougstefan.com or drken@drkenshow.com. What are your questions? One of the things that I am an advocate for, emissary for, if you will, is working out, pumping iron, getting stronger, getting more muscular as you get older. It doesn't make a difference what age you are. Men and women need to be stronger, need to be more muscular. There are all kinds of different ways. A very attractive look, I think, but also it's practical because, as we were talking a few minutes ago, as you get older, you better have some strength in your in the flesh because your bones will become weaker. I went to a funeral the other day of a lady who at 95 fell down. You know the story, Ken. She actually fell down three or four times. The last time she developed pneumonia.
50% likelihood of expiring after that story.
Yeah, right, exactly. So she did. So let's talk about what's been recommended in the Journal of Preventive Medicine.
I live this experience. It's amazing how our lives can change on a little conversation. My daughter graduated from high school last year, and she said, "Daddy, I don't want anything for graduation. All I want to do is work out at a gym all summer. Is that a possibility?" So she and I looked around, shopped the gyms, if you will. She started out, was having so much fun, and she said, "Daddy, why don't you come join me?" And you know, when you have an 18-year-old daughter and they want to do an activity with you, you better jump, or because you don't get too many opportunities at that age. And I jumped at the opportunity, and I have now become addicted. And she's coming home from school tomorrow, and the first thing out of her mouth was, "Daddy, don't work tomorrow because we're going to the gym together," and put a smile on my face. Well, anyway, in the medical journal Preventive Medicine this week, we learned that the secret to a longer and healthier life may not be available in pill form, but it may look like a barbell, Doug. When people 65 and older do strength training twice a week, they lower their odds of dying from any cause by almost a half. The odds of dying from any cause by almost a half. That's amazing. Previous studies have shown that strength training may improve muscle mass in chronic conditions such as diabetes, osteoporosis, which was the example Doug gave of that elderly woman expiring, lower back pain and obesity, stronger muscles. They may also result in better stamina, physical function, and balance. And now we're talking about simple things like push-ups, abdominal crunches, leg squats, which you can do without machines, but you can go to the gym, get somebody to show you how to use the equipment. You will get addicted. Most people do. It's just such a fun way. And let me tell you a little secret about the gym. Most people at the gym are not these beautiful bodies in great shape, but trying to get there. So you right. won't feel uncomfortable.
All right. So help yourself to that advice from Dr. Ken. Pumping iron, men, women, get those muscles in shape, get your body in shape, and keep it there for a healthy, long, happy, productive life, which is what we all aspire for. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-55 Dr. Ken, 29 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Watching the game again? I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate with no limits or expiration dates and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Filguera.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggest that she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off one regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through May 9th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply, see coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
To the conversation here. Good Day Health time, 33 and change after the hour. This is the Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're available at 888-553-7536. Marilyn would like to talk to Ken in Palm Springs. She's in Palm Springs. Ken's in Florida. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I just wanted to to share with you that my mother died last month, April 1st, and after 101 years.
Wow.
And she was healthy until the end, except for glaucoma that caused blindness. And she no longer knew whether it was night or day.
Wow.
And she became quite agitated. And the last 6 months of her life, she was at a guest ranch near me, and they suggested hospice care for her. And she lived 12 days in hospice. I took my harp every day and played for her and had a conversation with her, even though most of the time she was not responsive. The last hour of her life, I had just finished playing harp music and talking with her, saying everything I could think of and praying with her. And I looked, and her chest wasn't going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called the nurse, and I said, I don't think my mother's breathing. And they looked. I'd never seen anyone die. I didn't know what it was like. I was a little afraid of the experience, but it was so peaceful. The charge nurse came and checked and said, yes, your mother has stopped breathing. And he said, what a peaceful way to go.
Absolutely.
It was such an unusual experience, and I would love to share it with anyone that is afraid to be with their relative that passes away or has some, maybe they're not all like that, but I certainly was very glad that I had that experience.
Marilyn, thanks so much for sharing. I have so much in common with you. My 89-year-old mom died the first week of March, also with hospice. I am such a fan and advocate of hospice. And I, too, watched at the end, and hospice, they're just a wonderful helper, a facilitator, catalyst, you call it whatever you want, to help the people who love the person who's about to expire also get helped in the final moments of this experience.
Well, yeah. Marilyn, you've told a good story. Thank you.
Marilyn, happy Mother's Day, and I hope you and I make it through peacefully.
888-553-7536. Here's David in Carpentersville, Illinois. What are you near, David?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Hi, David.
Fine. What's the nearest town to you other than Carpentersville?
Elgin, Illinois. Maybe you've heard of that. Chicago.
Yeah.
You might have heard of that.
Yeah, heard of that.
How far are you from Chicago, David?
About 40 miles west.
Okay, how can we help?
Well, first of all, you both do a wonderful job. Doug and his Good Day show, it's really nice. It's nice to hear the retro music. And Dr. Wow, you know, you're a cardiologist, but your knowledge goes so far beyond that. But
thank
anyway.
Thank you, David.
Okay, so I had a question about the Super Beats.
Yes.
And I want to see if you could throw in some tips on natural ways to overcome diabetes without medicine. But anyway, the Super Beats question is, if you take it every day, it's okay, it's great for you, nitric oxide. Can there be a dependency that you create on it, and then you have to keep taking it? So if you stop taking it, like,
great question.
You'd have negative results? Or I just worry about
David, think about, does your body become dependent on oxygen, and are you going to get addicted to oxygen? Because nitric oxide is the third important gas in the body, Nobel Prize winning discovery of the information I'm going to tell you. And these red blood cells, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but the red blood cells carry oxygen, which your body from head to toe needs to produce energy. And the red blood cell delivers the oxygen, and in one arm has the oxygen gas, and in the other arm has nitric oxide gas, and has to first release the nitric oxide like a garage door opener at the front door of the circulation pipes to open them up so the red blood cell can get in and make that final delivery. And if you don't continuously make nitric oxide, this process can't happen for your whole life. So it's just like you need oxygen from day one till the end of life. You need nitric oxide from the moment of birth till the end of life. And it's that your body does not as easily manufacture it as you get older, because the processes, the manufacturing plants in your body just waste away and aren't as effective. So you need more building blocks, and that's the whole story behind Super Beats and Neo 40.
And so that could help with diabetes too.
Well,
I would think.
Circulation is very important. You talked about natural ways of dealing with diabetes. I presume you're talking about type 2, the one that you get as you get older, where you're not needing initially insulin, but your height's a little short for your weight, and that's the type that you're talking about. Adult onset, also used to be called adult onset diabetes, correct?
Yes, that's the type.
And the best way to deal with that is diet and exercise, staying away from the bakery, you know, the white flour products, the things we all love to eat, the bakery
the
goods,
quick carbs.
The cream carb. Exactly. The creamy carbohydrates, the white flour carbohydrates, you want to really limit those to get down to only cheat days or treats when you do that. And that's the way to do it. And then also, after the doctor says it's okay, if you haven't done it for a while, get into a good exercise program, a combined aerobic and circuit weight training program, which everybody can do. And that, the combination is what will help you avoid, get off of medications and not have blood sugar. I never had diabetes, but when I lost, you know, I'm not trying to boast, but in middle age, out of a desire, I lost 40 pounds. People tell me I'm too thin now, but I don't think I am. And my numbers remarkably changed. I mean, my cholesterol, my blood pressure, my blood sugar, not that I had troubles with them, but they were pushing up to close to borderline. And in my own life, I have seen the dramatic changes that you can have. I was never on any of those medicines, but had I continued, I would have been looking at them. But now I'm far from it, and my blood work has changed. And being in middle age, it can be done, and I'm not trying to boast about it. I'm just trying to encourage. You know, if I can do it with my crazy schedule, anyone can do it.
There you go, David.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your help. And,
you're welcome.
If I was in Florida, I'd see about having you examine me as a patient.
Take a ride down there.
David, it's just nice talking to you.
I think you're worth the ride.
David, it's nice talking to you, and the words of encouragement make my day. Thank you.
All right, David.
Thank you for your help.
888-553-7536. You want to go visit Dr. Ken? As that gentleman just suggested, his office number is 352-735-1400. That's at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Our number on the air here is 888-553-7536. Barbara is in Arlington, Massachusetts. All right, Barbara, let's see what we can do to help you out. Happy Mother's Day. I hope it applies.
Thank you. Good morning. I had an extremely frightening experience last week. I got up in the morning and I had a glass of water as my regular routine. And then I was approaching to have my coffee, and I took one sip of the coffee, which was my regular coffee, same temperature as always, and I suddenly could not swallow. It wasn't a choking feeling, but I just could not swallow. And couldn't talk, and finally, just on its own, it did go away. But I'm wondering what in the world happened, and how can I prevent that from ever happening again?
Well, this has not happened again?
No, but it was scary enough to think, what is it?
And it had not happened in the past?
That is correct.
Okay. What you're describing, Barbara, is what, you know, doctors have big words. They send us away for years to learn a language nobody can understand.
They send you away for years.
And this is called dysphagia. And there's a lot of reasons for why you have difficulty swallowing. Swallowing is a pretty complex procedure, and we take it for granted. You know, we almost do it without even thinking about it, but it's amazingly complicated. And, you know, food can stick or get hung up in the base of your throat or in your chest after you've started swallowing, and it can be due to if it happened just once. You know, that's kind of interesting because usually it doesn't go away unless you had perhaps a foreign body that got caught in there and then you passed. Sometimes food or another object can partially block your throat or esophagus. You know, the esophagus is the feeding pipe between the throat and the stomach. And sometimes with dentures or have difficulty chewing food, you may get something, a piece of food can get lodged in the throat or esophagus, and then it passes and you're okay. That's perhaps a one-time experience, but there's a lot of other reasons why people get this problem and it doesn't go away. You can get achalasia, which is a problem with the muscle or sphincter in the lower part of the esophagus. It doesn't relax and let the food enter your stomach. You can have diffuse spasms. This is another problem that you may have had, and they're just coming intermittently. You can have a stricture where there's actually a narrowing of the esophagus. We call this a stricture. You can have a tumor, scar tissue, or a GERD. GE reflux can cause this, but I wouldn't expect this to be a one-time experience. If it was that, you can have esophageal tumors, which I doubt that that would be a cause. You wouldn't, it wouldn't be one time. It would just always be there. These esophageal rings, these are thin areas of narrowing in the lower esophagus, and they can intermittently cause difficulty swallowing solid foods. So you may have an esophageal ring as a cause for this. There are some other rarer causes. I doubt you've had radiation therapy in the past. This can lead to inflammation and scarring. The esophagus, scleroderma, this is a connective tissue problem that also causes scar-like tissue to develop. There's eosinophilic esophagitis. This is related to food allergies caused by an overpopulation of cells, which are called eosinophils in the esophagus. I don't know if you have any food allergies, but I would be wondering about an esophageal ring, and I'd also be wondering about whether you just had a foreign body there. Those are my two likely issues. The GI doctor, the gastroenterologist, or the people who specialize in this.
That would be what I was wondering. Who would I go to see? And as I say, it was pure liquid. It was not any food at all, but at least you've pointed me in the right direction as to who I should go and see. And my goodness, I'm astonished at the amount of things that it could have been, but it doesn't sound like it was. But I do appreciate your taking the time to explain them all to me.
And what they will do is, you know, so what's my next step? What they will do is they may put a tube down there and take a look. They may do a swallowing study. They may do a barium contrast study. And they may test your muscles of your esophagus. We call this manometry. They may do some imaging scans. But, you know, that's what the GI doctor will have in mind.
All right, 888-553-7536. Your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your calls, 888-55 Dr. Ken, to sort of re-support what we were saying a minute or two ago. The gentleman called and asked about Super Beats and whether it was the way for him to deal with his nitric oxide needs, with his blood pressure. Could you become addicted? The answer to that question is no, because this is an all natural substance, any more than you might become addicted to eating beets on their own in your salad, or eating carrots in your salad, or eating bananas or whatever. There's none of that there.
And but as I said, it's like becoming addicted to oxygen.
Yeah, right. You need it. So to underscore again how easy it is to get the benefits of these three whole beets in one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste, call 800-655-4183 to get yourself on the program that Dr. Ken recommends with Super Beets and Neo 40, 800-655-4183.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Your life demands the best in hardwood floors. At Lumber Liquidators, you'll get the best quality and the best styles for less. This week, more than 30 varieties of our best-selling pre-finished hardwood are $1 off a square foot, like golden teak, tobacco road acacia, even beautiful bellowwood, with one of the most durable finishes in the world. And get distressed oak $2 off, plus more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Get the best for less at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Thinking about the perfect Mother's Day gift? Health and beauty expert Molly Nover Baker says, make mom proud with gifts that keep on giving.
Why not give a donation in her name to Procter & Gamble Children's Safe Drinking Water at csdw.org. P&G, the makers of Tide and Crest, developed Purifier of Water. One tidy packet of the powder can provide a week's worth of clean drinking water for a family of five. For every dollar donated this month, P&G will give $10 up to $1 million.
We can thank Mom for our jeans. That's G-E-N-E-S.
Go to momjeans.com and post photos of both you and your mom. Galderma will donate $5 up to $50,000 to the National Charity League, helping mothers and daughters volunteer together. Galderma, the makers of Restylane, hopes the campaign starts a conversation about the genetics of facial aging. In their recent survey, 47% of daughters and 35% of mothers would consider getting an injectable treatment like Restylane Lift for facial lines or wrinkles.
Happy Mother's Day.
I'm Army veteran Lorelaw Millett.
And I'm Brandon Millett, and we're the co-founders of the GI Film Fest, coming back to D.C. May 21st through the 29th.
GIF has become one of the city's premier events, featuring great movies, Hollywood stars, red carpets, after parties, and more.
This year, we're featuring 77 movies, a concert with Gary Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan band, actor Val Kilmer and Top Gun, and oh yes, we've got zombies.
All of this entertainment dedicated to honoring our service members and their families. Buy your tickets today at GIFilmFestival.com. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Conversation today on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, at your service by dialing 888-553-7536. You can find Dr. Ken. If you would like to listen but you're having a problem, makes no difference who you are. I sound like Jiminy Cricket, right? When you wish upon a star. There are three great ways to listen to this program when you're on the go. Go to TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStreamLive.com, or download the TalkStream Live mobile app. If you don't have a smartphone, you can try the new Listen Line. Ken's going to love this. This works on any phone. I love it because I have a flip phone. I got a smartphone, but I use the flip phone more
TSL,
often than not.
Right?
Yep. 605-477-3712. Listen to this program. Anything that involves Doug Steffen, you can call 605-477-3712. That's 605-477-3712. Saves your data. There's no extra cost if you got unlimited minutes. So listen to this program or anything that Doug Steffen is involved in on the phone anytime, anywhere by dialing 605-477-3712. That's 605-477-3712. 55 past the hour now. You know, one of the things that I always sort of implore you to do is be patient. Kara has worked with at least a half a dozen people on the line this morning who have not seen fit to hold on while we get to you and other people, because there may be as many as 8 or 9 people on the line in front of you. If you can't wait for a few minutes, please do not call and occupy the time of the people who work to produce this program, because it becomes very selfish. It's a waste of time, ours and yours. You just need to plan to wait a little bit and be patient, like Dave has been in Long Island. Now you're on the air, Dave, with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, where in Long Island are you?
I'm in Farmingdale, Long Island, which is in Nassau County, pretty much in the center of Long Island.
Can I give you a secret? I went to Herricks High School.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
Not too far from where I am.
We used to play Farmingdale and everything.
Yeah, Farmingdale has a great football team. I don't know if you heard of the Dalers, but they have a pretty good football team.
They would beat and demolish us all the time, Dave.
Very funny. Dr. Ken, I've been having a problem with, chicken skin, I think they call it, which is sort of a dry skin condition. It doesn't seem to matter how much water I drink, how much kind of skin creams I apply, et cetera, et cetera. I'm 55 years old. I'm in reasonable health. I had a physical last year. Everything checked out okay. I had some issues with my diet and my gallbladder, but I rectified that by changing my diet around, less dairy and fats, et cetera, et cetera. But I also believe that I have the rosacea just under my neckline. I have sort of red on my chest.
Uh-huh.
You know, that doesn't seem to go away or anything like that. And
Dave,
I haven't seen a dermatologist yet.
Sure. And let me tell you, because the clock's breathing down my neck, there are probably 40 different reasons that I could give you for dry, scaly skin. And the simplest way is to go to the dermatologist. That's what they live for. They deal with this all the time. But, you know, there's a lot of different, just dry air can do this. Infections, especially tinea, a fungal infection, very common cause of this. Allergies can do this. You know, I don't want to get you concerned, but there's some rare cancers. It's probably not that. Bring a list of any medications that you're on, because some medications can do this. Just not eating all of the right nutrients you need in your diet can do this. There are inherited reasons for this. There are hormonal reasons that can do this. They'll probably check your thyroid, among other hormones. But let the dermatologist look at this, and he or she can go through all the different items, and I'm sure they'll get a solution to this. And if you went to the dermatologist and they don't get a solution, call us back.
888-553-7536. The number for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Every week at this time, he's here to answer your questions, to get to the top of your health concerns. He's a well-known cardiologist in Florida and one of the most prominent cardiologists, matter of fact, in the country, award-winning facilitator. So you're in good hands, and he's got a good mind. You can open up your mind and get to the bottom, the root of your problem, by dialing us now at 888-553-7536. Good Day Health at 59 after the hour.
Calling all hot rod enthusiasts. Come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.